Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from Kobo's Q in Edo for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's the kings of Houston sports radio, John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back live here at Kobo's Q. And it isn't. It's right here at Minute Maid Park. It's on 2012 Rusk. If you haven't been here yet, if you haven't stopped by before the World Series or you haven't been able to get over here yet, come on by. It's just a beautiful place. It's unbelievable, the artwork and the TVs. This will be a great place to watch NFL football, great place to watch your college football or, you know, your NBA games at night, whatever you want to do. Come on over here to Kobo's Q. Raul has done a hell of a job. The birria tacos are spectacular. And everything else. He does a great job with the food and the drinks. So that's a great place. We're happy to be here for the official opening. Going to be here until 3 o'clock with the boys. The Killer Bee's going to be here up until 3 o'clock. So come on by. But you can come by after. Get ready for the Cougs game tonight right here at Kobo's Q. Take the train over after. It's a great way to go about it. Now, I mentioned that they're close to the Rockets here. Kevin McHale was on with the Killer Bees. And, you know, here's the problem. It's Jalen Green. Oh, did Lance do that? Raul brought a tray of shots, tequila shots over, and Lance spilled them all.
Low key, I bet Lance did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Embarrassing.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I spilled the shots.
This is my life radio partner. Doing this, okay? It's embarrassing. So Kevin McHale says that Jalen Green, he's got how talented he is, but man, he's got a lot of learning to do. Here's Kevin McHale yesterday with the Killer Bees,
and he's got to understand that if you're a really good player, you're going to draw two guys. I mean, look at you guys in Houston. Had one of the top guys at drawing double teams, and Olajuwon back when they won their championship, and Akeem occasionally would try to take on the double team, which he had to make sure that it came down and was hard. But kicking it out, you allow your teammates to play 4-on-3.
And that's what Jalen Green has got to learn to do. Well, what they all have to learn to do.
I've had some good basketball conversations with people who are watching this team. Like, there's still plenty of fans who are watching this team and people who are former basketball players and coaches. Yeah, Rouge is watching them. Torrey Andrews is watching them. And, you know, the thing that – it's funny because a lot of people see Jalen Green as like a guy that you bring along slower. Like, he needs to be a guy coming off the bench getting limited minutes, not a bunch of minutes that you're doing damage to him right now, that he should be playing more focused, limited minutes. But you can't do that because this isn't a team that has anything. So you can't play him 18 to 21 minutes a game and let him – You remember how Sam Cassell
got... Well, he played 21 the other night.
Think about this. Now, Sam Cassell was a very mature basketball player coming out, but just think of the amount of basketball players over the years that have... You know, Robert Horry is a rookie. He didn't have... Now, he started right away, but he didn't have any pressure on him. You had all the... Everything around him he needed. Those are good teams. Sam Cassell didn't have the pressure around him. Steve Francis had to step right into it. And Steve Francis had his ups and downs. There's no question about that. Where Jalen Green is right now, you know, it's going to be interesting to see when Rafael Stone decides to. At some point, I think he needs to reshape this team. I'm not saying it's going to be a good team, but at some point, you need to do what's best for the future growth of this team. And if that means moving a guy out of the locker room and trading him, then do that. If that means making a coaching change, and do that. If that means mandating that Steven Silas does something different, I don't know what that's going to be, then do that. Because, I mean, it's more than just 1-14. I think you're creating right now a culture of losing potentially and maybe non-accountability. And I worry about that because who is the lock? You know, who, whatever you have in the locker room, somebody becomes your alphas in the locker room. You always want your alphas to be the good players who are the hard workers and stuff. But on a lot of teams, the alphas become the guys that you don't want to be the alphas.
Right.
And that would be my concern with the Rockets right now. Are who are the alphas, and are the alphas the kind of guys that you want leading a young team forward in terms of growth and a quote-unquote process? Is that going to be the case?
Well, how about even if he's not an alpha, is Eric Gordon teaching guys?
I mean, Eric Gordon liked the post that
– he appears to be
– Eric Gordon liked the post that made fun of or, like, said something about Steven Silas being a bad coach or something.
Yeah, right.
I don't think that this is – yeah, you're right. I mean, it should be – you know, the two guys, it should be John Wall and Eric Gordon.
You know who I would want with this team?
That's
is Shane Battier. No, I mean
– they would, like – they would say, get your corny ass out of this locker room.
Well, but you know what? Maybe some of that corny rub off on him. Maybe some of that teamwork
Shane,
would rub off
on
him.
In real life,
yeah.
In theory, Shane Battier would be great to have here. But Shane Battier was not good on untalented teams. He needed to be a glue guy, a piece. You know who would be good here? I feel like he might be. Would be P.J. P.J. Tucker.
Not disgruntled P.J.
Well, and that's the thing is he would be disgruntled on this team. PJ wants to win. He's about winning. And you know what? Just because you have a tough guy who's about winning, that doesn't mean young guys.
You know who would be great on this team? Draymond.
Yeah?
You know what? He'd be pissed. He'd be making these guys play hard. He'd be making these guys play defense. He'd be like, that's not how we go about this. Man, you see how good again the Warriors are?
God.
They're just flipping
Klay
good again.
Klay Thompson is not even playing. Hold on. This is. Have you just looked at their team? It's Looney. It's Wiggins. It's Green. Draymond. It's golly, who's the other guard? And it's Steph. It's a team like it's not a super team. This isn't Kevin Durant on this team. This isn't even Klay Thompson. Klay is not back yet.
Well, Wiggins is playing well.
Wiggins averaging 17 points a game. Jordan Poole is the one that's really been a huge difference maker next to Steph Curry. But there's Steph Curry with the highest PERs of his career at 30, his efficiency rating. He's averaging almost 30 points a game. And Steph Curry, remember when it was just – it was a weird time to see Kevin Durant went there, and Steph Curry went from MVP to just kind of like a pretty good player – and he wasn't the same guy. And then all of a sudden, last year and this year, he's back to being deadly Steph Curry again.
And
look at how old he is. He's older than you think he is because he came out as a 3 or 4 year player out of Davidson. So he's older than you think he's going to be. How old do you think Steph Curry is? I can't say because John just turned it on. I was shocked whenever I saw his age this year. I'm like, oh, my God.
He's 35 or 36.
No, that's a little old. Yeah.
He's 33?
Yeah.
I thought
he's
Starling Marte.
Okay.
He's 33.
And he's
playing their best ball, he and Starling.
And he's playing as good as he's ever played.
Yeah.
Steph Curry. And look how good they are with Steph Curry playing that well.
Well, and,
but also playing with a team
that's
a good team fit.
Okay, so how many minutes a night? Out of 48, you have to play Steph Curry to be the best team in the league.
33? Yeah. It used to be your stars were in the high 30s, low 40s.
Yeah.
Look at Jordan. And
especially
like,
on a team without any other stars, really.
But isn't this amazing that let's get to all three of the major sports. This is what analytics is. And analytics is nothing more than a statistical study of past events. That's all it is. And then using that data to give yourself the best chance to win moving forward. Let's not make it too it's not mystical. It is really nothing more than looking at past events, looking at the data, and then taking that information and giving yourself the best chance to move forward. It's nothing more than card counting. If you want to – card counting at a poker table, you want to give yourself the best percentages of winning. Look at all three sports, John. What's happened in football? In football, we have seen two different things. More passing because of explosive plays, the need for explosive plays. And then number two, the running back by committee approach, where running backs get fewer carries. You know, they want to split up the running back carries. What's happened in baseball? Innings pitch. You don't throw as many innings. You don't get to the third time around in a, you know, some teams don't want you to get to the third time around in a lineup. There's pitch, there's very firm pitch counts. That's a normal part. The super shift, like, these are normal parts of it. In basketball, it became three is greater than two, the Daryl Morey revolution of shooting the threes, and reduced minutes for basketball players. Not only load management in terms of not necessarily playing every game, which is still kind of a, I think some players take advantage of that.
By the way, that's a Pop thing.
That started with Pop, and then it extended to guys who are, like, in their 20s, and I just thinking that's – you can manage –
the 2015 champs, was that the year?
I think it was earlier than that.
Well, no, not one guy played over 30 minutes.
30 minutes, yeah. Yeah, and he had an older team. But the limited minutes, Steph Curry at 33 minutes, that's phenomenal. Yeah. 33 years old, you're winning like that, and he's only playing 33 minutes.
It's unbelievable.
But it's taking that data and understanding, okay, if we want them to be at the very best at the end, everything's become about the end result with the Astros. Luis Garcia, we want to manage his innings because we want him fresher later in the season. And so you understand that. I mean, more and more people are saying, look, if our eyes are on the ultimate prize, what can we do to make sure that we're – as close to 100% as possible by the end of the season. And things are just so different. I mean, Jordan was playing. Go look at Jordan's minutes. I went and did this, I think, during Last Dance. Michael Jordan was playing 40 minutes a game.
Yeah.
That was a normal. James Harden played late, high 30s into the 40s also when he was getting all of his – you know, all of his minutes, and then he wore down by the end of the year. I think some of it's mental, obviously, but some of it was physical. It's amazing how you're playing 33 minutes and you're averaging 29 points a game.
It's unbelievable. Well, how many times has Steph shot under 40% from three in his career?
Three times?
Zero. Well, other than the five-game season where he shot 24%. 41, right, 42, okay, 43, 42, 41, 45, 44, 42, 45, 45, 44, 43.
I mean, look at that. And that was
Is he a better shooter than Jalen Green, yes or no?
All things considered, yeah.
All things considered.
If you look at the totality of their body of work, he's a better shooter than Jalen Green. It's a prettier shot, too.
Is he...
He's the greatest shooter of all time.
Is he better from three than Jalen is from two?
Yeah.
Every year. Every year.
Every year other than one.
Well, he had a five-game season that he was, yeah.
This is amazing. Now, it's also amazing that, John, if you look at the data, he's 44. The data just meaning basic stats. So his third year in the league, look, starting at his second year in the league, here's his three-point percentage, 44, 45, 45, 42, 44, 45, and then it went 41, 42, 43, 24, 42, 41. So it has dropped a little bit. Last year was at 42%. This year at 41%. His free throw percentage for his career is over 90%. I mean, his career shooting, he is 43% from three and 90% from the free throw line. That's just staggering that we're watching that quality of shooter.
No, it's best shooter
historically.
Ever.
And what is he? He's a player's son, a former player's son. We forget that.
Yeah.
Dell Curry was a pretty good NBA player.
Yeah.
A pretty good NBA player.
Oh, he's
Ken
good.
Griffey Jr. These guys who come from genetically and then also they're around the game a lot more, there's just such a huge advantage to those guys.
Yep. Speaking of advantage.
We did a real-life tequila shot here.
I know you did. Well,
it was delicious.
I don't do that. I drink Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing.
No, we like to get there a little quicker.
We like to take
the express route.
I know you are, and you will be. Raul wants to know if you want something to eat. What you want to eat? Let's go. Raul is asking you to come on out here to Cobos Q, beautiful facility. And if you want a wonderful place that you can make look new again. If you want to make your place look wonderful, if you want to add to the value of your home or your business, or you just want people to come to your business because it's a great place, the Jeff Aronoff is here for you. He has got the marble, the granite. He has got the tile. He has got He can do anything in any room to remodel it and make it look great. Or, I mean, if you're starting from scratch in your backyard, you got no patio, you got no kitchen, you've got no pool. Jeff Aronoff can help you on all of those fronts. Jeff Aronoff is excellent at Absolute Marble and Granite at helping you pick out exactly what you want to do. He did that with us. He did. We aren't sure what kind of countertop do we want here. Well, okay, how do we plan? Where's the table going to be? And we got a couple of barbecues. How are you going to do this? And he figured it all out like that. So if you're looking for a great way to get that home or business more valuable, more efficient, more beautiful, 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822, Absolute Marble and Granite.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Cobos Q in Edo. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back, live at Cobos Q, 2012 Rusk.
In about 20 minutes, my nachos and your fries are coming out.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It doesn't really take 20 minutes, but you.
Well, I just told him to wait a little bit.
Right,
yeah, it's
right.
A scheduled. No, right. No, actually, the food comes out hella fast.
Yeah, it comes out fast.
Yeah, it comes out fast.
Yeah, so I see everybody eating but us, whatever.
What do you mean? We already ate.
I had one piece of pork belly. That's
it. I swear to God, this guy's feeding us. We're doing shots, and you're still complaining.
Oh, my God.
How much did you pay for that Coors Light?
Gilbert bought it, I think.
That's right.
Gilbert stole it.
How much did you pay for that hat?
Did you pay for your hat?
No, and I'm appreciative.
Did you pay for your tequila?
I'm appreciative. I don't badger the guy who owns the place.
Listen,
no one badgers our advertisers more than you.
Just do what I say, and we'll get along just fine.
Ever since Trailer Wheel and Frame, I don't know what this done to this dumb junk is. Like, how is this guy an advertiser still? Hey, joining us right now is a guy who. I respect their hustle. I kind of, like, on Twitter, this guy's stuff and him, just they both started popping up in the Twitter feed with the Astros last year. Not this year, but last year, and, of course, a ton this year. And it's Dez from Apollo Media, Apollo Dez on Twitter. And I wanted to – I know you're in here. You're going to be pushing your merch. I wanted to get you on the air for a second because it's kind of cool. You and I had a chance to talk a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you even want to talk about how you got your funding for starting up your own. I think it's a cool story how you were doing one thing, and then you pivoted and did another because life just told you no, you're not doing this anymore. So you got to figure something out.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. But it was really cool, just going all in, and then all of a sudden the world shuts down, and you were just like, wow, what are we gonna do? We're sports media doing content, and there's no sports, so. Really early on in the Apollo Media days, we went to Twitch, and we're like, hey, let's follow the Astros season along on the video game. Let's let the computer play. I'll jump on there and talk to the team and the community people, and we're like, we'll do this for a couple of weeks, you know, sports week.
You were
back.
Simulating Astros games.
Simulating
when there was
the none. Astros season when there was no sports
we
going on.
We did that one time during a lockout years ago when we were doing radio. There was a lockout or whatever, and I remember I simulated an Astros game one time that we talked about, and people kind of thought it was – and people kind of liked it. We didn't do it after that. I think I played it on a PlayStation at the time.
You were doing simulated games last year.
Oh, for remember? What? Oh, yeah, I did simulate. Yeah, I did do something simulated. You guys found out that people would actually watch that.
Yeah. You know, we thought 2 weeks later, you know, sports will be back. And then 5 months down the road, there are 600 people in there watching the Astros play Oakland, you know, or in a random summer game. And it was cool because the community kind of fell in love with, like, the virtual players. Like, Jason Castro was an Astro in the simulated game before he actually came back. And people were, like, clamoring, like, we should bring Jason Castro back. I was like, he's in a video game hitting 300. It's not going to translate to real life. Well, it kind of did. But it was cool just to see that and really build our foundation up with the community. And it's been great. Met Raul that way. And it's been special ever since.
Apollo Dez with us here on ESPN. Nice to follow him. I just followed you on Twitter. At Apollo Dez 1. At Apollo Dez 1 on Twitter. What? Oh, I followed him. But I don't know. He might not follow me. I don't know.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't if I were you. I wouldn't if it was anybody. I wouldn't follow me. What do I have to say?
But you guys started with your big headline merch is your Houston versus everyone. And, you know, it's funny because there's a lot of good
teams. Yeah, that's cool.
There's a lot of good merchandise people in the space. I'm friends with the people over at Running Game. They do a really good job. You guys do a really good job. There's some people here. Like, you go to an Astros game, and it's like, which player, which narrative of the player? I've never seen in my life more T-shirts from more companies who are doing creative things. But to me, the one thing that really says it the loudest is Houston versus everyone because – we all know that's the feeling, that's the vibe after last year.
Is there a player that is wearing that?
Yeah, Carlos and Lance. So this is our baby, our bread and butter of it all. And when the scandal broke, we're like, hey, let's zig into it when everyone's zagging away from it, and let's embrace it. Obviously, everyone was kind of like, oh, did we do it? Did we not do it? And I'm like, let's just go all in, and let's go. It's H-Town versus everyone. That's our mantra. And then, obviously, that parlayed into relationships with, you know, the guys in the locker room and creating stuff for them. And it's been really cool. And like you said, the space is huge, and there's so many other creative minds. And just to see the city really embrace the merchandise and all these other companies is really, really cool because they have some really creative stuff.
What's the website that we can find the merchandise?
ApolloHOU.store.
ApolloHOU.store?
Yes, sir.
I think it's interesting, though, that you have to – John and I have always loved getting, you know, themed T-shirts and stuff like that and merchandise and hoodies and hats. But it really also puts pressure that you need to have quality stuff. Like, you can't just go with the – there's be companies that would do the cheap, you know, the Gildan or whatever, just the mass, you know, getting the lowest price points possible to maximize profits. People expect a lot more now in terms of the quality of their product, especially as it pertains to the Astros product.
Absolutely. Our brand is our name, right? And we have to do the highest quality stuff. And to be able to make this the stuff that we have been able to do and parlay that into relationships with the guys and getting them on the podcast. And just before Game 4 of the World Series, Brent Strom jumped on the podcast for us and, you know, talked for 35 minutes.
That was insane.
Minutes.
You got Brent Strom during the World Series.
Yeah, he was in his hotel.
I couldn't even believe that.
Yeah, it was awesome. Just to talk with him, you hear about it from the player's perspective that when you have a conversation with Brent, he just oozes confidence, and you feel that yourself. And the players talk about it. All the young pitchers talk about it when he goes on the mound meetings and stuff like that. When we did the interview on our Beyond the Dime podcast, it was like, wow, I felt like I could go pitch Game 4 right now just because the way Brent just carries himself, the way he talks. And, I mean, he's forgotten more baseball than I'll ever learn.
I mean, you had to be heartbroken like we were when he left.
Yeah, it's definitely definitely a tough pill to swallow, but I think we're in good, capable hands with the young guys. It stinks that, you know, Brent was here for the golden age of it all. So I wish him the best of luck in Arizona.
All kinds of great ones in here: Air Jordan, King Tuck, Tuck Yeah, Orange Wagon, Franchise. What's the best seller?
It's the H-Town versus everyone.
H-Town versus everyone.
That's the best. That's the bread and butter of it all.
I need a gift for when I go out to L.A. for my NFL draft stuff. All those Dodgers fans out there.
Oh, yeah.
I need to have H-Town versus – hopefully I can wear it during Combine stuff where I can get it on TV so I can hear all the Padres and Dodgers fans that are out there just crying.
You got a new one out, Loyal to the Soil.
Yeah, with JV.
With Justin Verlander. Yeah, that was – like this. That's great.
Out, yeah. Were you as shocked as we were that he came back?
Yeah, I was a little shocked. I did see that he was going to turn down the qualifying offer for sure. I was like, once we saw Noah Syndergaard getting $21 million, I was like, yeah, that's definitely going to happen. And I thought the 2 for $50, but this is the back channeling of stuff. Crane really, you know, has been hanging out with JV. They golf all the time. I was like, maybe, you know, he's doing the whole account business manager, taking him off, smoozing him a bit, and it looks like it paid off. So I'm happy about it. Getting JV back.
Have to be.
Great stuff. You got to get that to him so he wears it at the press conference.
We got that going to him and to his brother Ben. We got those shirts headed out that way. So
that's awesome.
You know, Ben did his show from over here.
Yeah.
During the World Series.
Yeah. We got
you,
a break.
You guys met Ben that way, didn't you?
Yeah. That's Apollo Des, man. We appreciate it. Congratulations on it. It's ApolloHOU.store. ApolloHOU.store. Dell is next. You're going to be late to Dell, and he's going to be
Apollo
pissed
Dell.
At you again.
Apollo Dell.
Apollo Dell.
Yeah.
Fred is next.
Dell's not here.
Dell Fred is next right here on
He's
ESPN.
Not here. He won't come.
No, he won't come out here.
He literally sent
a text.
He hates
people.
He sent a text to Dustin saying that Dustin said the people want to see you. And here, read what he said. This is what your friend Dell says.
What did he say?
Read the text out loud. Go ahead. read what he says.
Yo, your fan club at Cobos wanting to know if you're making an appearance. My bet is a fan club, too. I'm making an appearance here.
That's
what
Dell.
A jerk.
That's classic Dell.
What a jerk. All right, when we come back, Delfred will join us to give us his picks or what he'll tell us about what's going on college football-wise. Hey, Paulo does great job. It's paulohou.store if you want to pick up H-Town versus everyone or anything else.
Let me tell you right now what you're going to do is you are going to get your cars to the kids. Carsforkids.org, carsforkids.org. Here's what you do. Carsforkids.org is giving kids a second chance, young people a second chance at a high school diploma, people who struggle with traditional modes of learning. And it's a great thing. It's a great thing to be able to help take care of a young person and give them a chance to succeed. But I'll tell you this much, Cars for Kids can't do it without you and your help. And here's how you can help. Take your car, your truck, your motorcycle, whether it's running or not running. They will come out there. They will haul it off your property. They'll give you a $50 Visa gift card when you mention you heard about it on ESPN 97.5. And they'll use that to fund their program with Houston Can Academy. That's who they partnered with. Now, when it comes to tax write-off, that also is considered a charitable donation, so you get a tax write-off. This is how you write off the car and not the kid. Make sure that you go to carsforkids.org and start the process today.
ESPN 97.5.
Time to talk about the Golden Nugget. That's my guys over there. We had such a good time there. I'm telling you, if you're looking for the best time. I mean, do you like to gamble? Okay. Do you like table games? Yeah, okay. Do you like poker? Yeah. Do you like great food, great restaurants with the best in service? Yeah, I like that. Do you like to bet on sports? Yeah, I like that. They got the DraftKings Sportsbook now. Do you like wonderful hotel rooms, beautiful hotel rooms? Yeah, I like that. Do you like a wonderful swimming pool with a lazy river, cabanas, heated pool, so it doesn't matter how cold it is out? Yeah, I like that. Do you like a beautiful golf course? Yeah, I like that. What is not to like? They've got everything at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. Listen, you used to have to take a trip to Vegas to get all of that stuff, and that's right here now, and it's so much more affordable. Forget that you don't have the plane flight. Okay, you're saving three. With two people, you're saving about $500-$700 just on a plane flight. You got to play with at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. You're looking for a great place to play. I'm telling you, it is. It's Houston's playground. It's just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. It's a wonderful facility. It's got everything. I'm telling you, you will love it. It's the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Cobos Q in Edo. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance at live at Cobos Q. And Tyler's out here with us. Aaron's back in the studio. Did you get Dell yet? Oh, he's working out. Delfred apparently is, wasn't that in a show, Delfred?
Yeah, I like
or
that.
It was Offred. Of Fred.
Offred.
Of Fred. He's Delfred.
Oh, he's Offred. It means of Fred.
Of Fred.
He's of the Freds.
He is Offred.
This is Offred.
Of Fred.
Oh my God, Del is Offred.
We got Fred, and of Fred.
And of Fred, yeah.
Of Fred.
Yeah.
And he's joining us right now on ESPN 97.
Good pull, John. Good
yeah,
pull.
Right? Right? Hey, Dell or Offred, whichever one you like. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks, of the bag. I appreciate it.
Hey, we miss you out here. Did you almost? What happened? I thought you were coming out here to the Cobos.
There was never a chance of that happening. You knew. You said that earlier.
I know. I already told Cobos. He's like, no, I really want to get Dell out there. I said, you can want all you want.
Yeah, wish
you
in one
wish
hand.
In one hand and crap in the other and see which one gets full first.
Right.
Because Dell's not coming.
It's just Dell being Dell.
I might show up after my shift to go pick something up, you know, and pay for food. I'm like, you two. But I'm not going to show up to meet you guys.
You could have had free food.
There's all kinds of people here that wanted to talk to you and meet you and hug you. All right?
Well, I would say I'm sorry to disappoint, but that'd be a lie.
Yeah, he's not sorry. He's not sorry he's disappointed. Is Oregon going to disappoint the Pac-12 this weekend?
I think so. I think my one hesitation about picking Utah is their team that plays into Oregon's strengths. They like to run the football, be physical at the line of scrimmage. I just think Oregon's kind of skated through the Pac-12. I mean, the one win against Ohio State is the one people will remember. But if you look at the rest of their schedule, how many teams couldn't go 9-1 with that schedule if you actually break it down? I like Kyle Whittingham and his team in Salt Lake City. It's probably going to be the first of two matchups, but I'm taking Utah to win that one.
Yeah, and that I don't get it. Number three, that loss to Stanford. I mean, come on, Stanford is terrible, and they're still. I think it's all a political thing with the Pac-12. They got it, but the cream will rise to the whatever. And it's the opposite. The cream will rise to the top.
The cream will rise.
The crap will fall to the bottom when it's all said and done. Either they lose to Utah now or they lose to them. And you think Oregon State's got a shout against them next week too?
Yes, because of the way they play. Now, that's a home game. It'll be in Eugene. But you watch Oregon play. Either they're really – look, if you look at the recruiting rankings, and this is what Mario Cristobal's been touted for and why he's such a hot name if he decides he wants to leave Oregon is because he can recruit. So either those rankings are overinflated or his teams don't play to their level of talent. So which one is it? Because you look at them every week, and it looks like they're in these rock fights with these bad Pac-12 schools. You think about their own division in the Pac-12. You have two interim coaches in Jimmy Lake. Jimmy Lake's gone. Nick Rolovich is gone because he wouldn't take the vaccine. And you have Stanford and Cal. If they actually fired coaches, they probably would get off of David Shaw and Justin Wilcox. He's playing in probably the worst division in college football that we've seen the last 20 years as far as Power 5 stuff is going. And you watch them, and they don't look dominant at all. So what does that say about him as a coach getting his team ready? Or maybe their rankings are overinflated. I just think they're a team that's waiting for a team to kind of put them out of their misery. I think Utah might do that this Saturday.
What about this Michigan State game? What do you think?
I like Ohio State. I think Michigan State's a good football team. They're taking a step up against the team who's built for these type of moments. Ohio State, this is their time. They know if they win their next two big games, they're going to make it to the Big Ten title game. I don't think Michigan State has enough. If they do have any shot, sure, Kenneth Walker has to play well, but Peyton Thorne has to play better against the better teams. He wasn't great against Michigan. He was actually pretty bad in that first half, and then the defense got going, and Kenneth Walker got going, and he wasn't good against Purdue, and they lost both of those games. He has to play better against the best competition. I don't see him being enough, coupled with Kenneth Walker, to beat Ohio State in Columbus.
What about our Cougs tonight? 8.5-point favorites against Memphis. You get a little more. I know you weren't very high on them against SMU, but over these last few weeks, have they won you over at all?
I mean, it's about Clayton Toon. Clayton Toon is a guy you could not have counted on early in the year, and he played very well against SMU. As long as he's playing at the level he's playing at, they have a shot to win their conference and kind of ruin Cincinnati's season late in the year. We know about their defense. Their speed all over the field. It's a question about the guy distributing the football. And if he's going to play like he's played, they should win tonight comfortably. And then they're going to get ready for Cincinnati. So, sure. I mean, as long as Clayton Toon is going to play like he's played, I don't have any issues or questions about the Cougs.
Hey, I've got a question about Alabama and Arkansas. And I know on paper you just think, okay, well, Alabama will handle Arkansas. But this is an Arkansas team that, you know, they started off red hot, then they kind of cooled down, and then they've been playing good ball here again as of late. Alabama is still a little bit inconsistent. Is there a chance at all? I know Arkansas was wildly outmatched against Georgia. Is there any chance that they learn something from Georgia and maybe they come in with a little better confidence in this one and maybe make this one a pretty interesting game?
You would have to hope they've learned from the butt kicking they got. That game was over early, and that's something they have to avoid now.
They were mentally done, Dale. I don't know. You obviously watched it. You could tell that one team didn't think they belonged on the field from the very beginning. Like, even with the wins that they had had previously, they looked like a team who thought, we're not really supposed to be here with Georgia.
Yeah, they own the state of Texas, and then they saw the best of the best in the SEC, and they weren't ready for the challenge. And you have to look at kind of the disparity with Arkansas on the road. Certainly they've been a great home team. They were competitive against Ole Miss. Remember, even in that game, they were down big early, and then they fought back to almost come back and win. Can they provide some level of competency on the road. The Georgia game was the stunner, but this is a team who has feasted at home or on neutral sites because when we were back in Texas A&M. I like to see them get off. I don't even know what a good start would be for them. Just not get blown off the field in the first quarter. I do like Alabama. I mean, the last time we paid attention to them, they almost lost to LSU. Nick Saban probably finally has his team's attention, and you know, they're on their stretch run. Usually this is a game where it's the Chattanooga box before they have to play Auburn. That's how the SEC normally sets it up. Instead, they actually have a real opponent. I think Alabama wins. I think the line, like, what is it, about 19-20 or something like that? I think it's almost.
Wow, is it that high?
I think
Alabama's that big a favorite?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
People don't believe in Arkansas so much after the last time we saw them against the top five team on the road.
They're not the same team as they were early in the year.
No, yes, 20.5 right now.
Is Alabama?
20.5.
Is Alabama the same team that you think they are?
We'll find out. But
they're not the same team.
Alabama hasn't been great, really, since, they got off to a great start against a bad football team in Miami. The next time we saw them against Florida, they weren't great. I don't think they've been really great all year, except for their game against Ole Miss. I think this is something they'll rise to. I think they cover.
Am I crazy for taking Texas this week?
Why would you bet on Texas? Why? That's a program who has stopped caring. Like, there's no bowl game care that they're going to care about. What game would they even get if they make a bowl? I mean, what's the number? Yeah, that they're going on the road to West Virginia. Why would you bet on them?
I think it's a perfect spot. They're. How about this? Before the season started, what would West Virginia? What would that line have been?
Texas probably 8.5.
7.5.
They're plus 2.5 right now.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love West Virginia in that spot.
You do?
Well, West Virginia's actually still carrying and playing.
Yeah, if we're railing on Texas culture, what makes you think a trip to Morgantown is gonna make those guys?
You know what, boys? This is where we take our stand and show people what we're really made of here in Morgantown.
They're
on vacation.
I don't want to go to West Virginia. Where's West Virginia? You think that a Texas team you've seen over the last decade is going to go into West Virginia and go, you know what?
I signed up to be on national television in warm weather in nice places. I didn't come to Texas to play at West Virginia.
That's a conference opponent, son. We're going to go there every other year. You do know we're going to go to Kansas
talent,
State,
John.
Too, right?
John, you're betting on them and their talent overcoming all their issues. Look, Texas could go there. Well, Bijan's not going to play. Credit to you, you degenerate, for taking that chance.
I just think it's so contrarian.
It's a bold move, betting Bijan Robinson.
It's so contrarian that it just might work. It's
the number's
crazy.
There for a reason.
It's so crazy, it just might
it
work.
It just might work.
Actually,
I have a question about a Big Ten team for you, Dell. A team that was garbage early in the year, Wisconsin, is all of a sudden one of these teams that you do not want to face right now. Do they have any – I'm trying to remember. Do they have any games down the stretch where Wisconsin could play some type of spoiler?
It would have to be the Big Ten title game because down the stretch they host Nebraska tomorrow, then they go to Minnesota. The question is, do you think they're capable of beating whoever comes out of the East, whether it be Michigan, Michigan State, or Ohio State? Because that's the only spoiler they're playing. Do you think they can beat one of those teams in the Big Ten title game?
I don't think so, but they have played really good football here down the stretch. I don't think their quarterback's good enough to beat it. Probably not. It feels like Michigan, Michigan State. It feels like Ohio State's better than everyone, and then it's Michigan and Michigan State. I'm really – what's interests me most about college football now, especially as it pertains to two of those teams, Michigan State and Ohio State, is – how the Heisman Trophy is going to shake out, because this is a year truly that if people really, really were focused on it, a guy like Jordan Davis would have a shot. I've been saying that I think Kenny Pickett really probably deserves a chance, except that Miami, I think he might be the front runner if he hadn't gotten beat by Miami, but I've never seen it this wide open, the Heisman race this late, where I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, I wonder how much anyone who's doing the voting is going to look to Tuscaloosa and look at their defensive end and say, or linebacker slash defensive end, Will Anderson, say, he's clearly the most dominant force in football, along with maybe Jordan Davis, and actually give a guy like him a chance. Because we had the receiver win it last year. Would people be open to picking a defensive player who doesn't play offense or return kicks? Obviously, I'm referring back to Charles Woodson back in 97. It feels like a year where we're waiting for someone to capture the momentum. Could it be Kenneth Walker if he goes for like 250 this week against Ohio State and they win the game? Could it be C.J. Stroud if he goes for 450 or something and they win the game? I don't know where people are leaning. We normally would know. Last year we knew Devontae Smith was coming on. I don't know if that person exists. I think it could be very split by regional biases in terms of who gets votes this year.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Heisman Trophy winner came out of that game. A big game from Kenneth Walker, even in a close loss, might be enough. C.J. Stroud, if he puts up big numbers again,
he could come on strong.
He all of a sudden could be the guy. Yeah, and Bryce Young has better stats than Stroud. But it feels like people are like, nah, he ain't the guy.
Nope. All right, one last one. Cincinnati and SMU, 10.5.
At some point, does Cincinnati play a game where we're like, okay, you're the team we thought you could be? SMU scored a lot of points last week. UCF's not great. I think Cincinnati wins, but they don't cover. I think we're looking at another game where
we're hoping and
thinking that there will be an opportunity for them to impress. I think they are what they are. I mean, they're a good football team, but they don't have the juice to put on one of those type of performances that make us go, okay, we would feel okay throwing you in there in the college football playoff. For them, it'll be about surviving and hoping for enough things to happen in front of them where the committee's like, well, I guess we have to put you in. But I think they win, but I think SMU plays within that number.
Here's the crazy thing
I keep waiting every week.
They've got four straight games they haven't covered, and they're not covering big numbers, but this one's a little more reasonable. But I keep waiting for Cincinnati to say, okay, we need to really make a statement here because of the playoffs. Yeah. They can't. They're trying to make a statement. They can't.
They haven't been able to. All right, Raul says hello, Deli. Raul says he wants to give you a big hug as soon as he sees you over here at Cobos Q. So get your ass.
Hey, let's
hear
it for Dell. How about some booze?
Hey,
no,
boo.
Y'all have to. Yeah, that's right.
When they're
booing you, Dell.
When does the Three Fred show start?
Well, that's not the name. I think you know it's called Fred Nation. It starts on the 29th, which is the Monday after that Thanksgiving weekend. 12-3. So we're coming after you, Joel.
Are they called?
Oh, 12-3. Watch
are they
it,
calling
Joel.
You? Are they calling you off, Fred?
Of Fred?
Because that's not my name.
Well, kind of is right now.
Well, it wasn't.
No, it kind of is.
It wasn't. What's her name's name?
Yeah, it
either.
Wasn't either. Yeah.
Well, it became.
Are you suggesting that because I'm of that one of them's going to hold me down and then the other's going to do stuff?
I'm just saying. What I'm suggesting is that you are now a handmaid of that show.
That's what I'm saying. So what do handmaids get done to them?
All right, you can be a Martha then. That's fine.
Okay.
He's up, Fred. He's up, Fred. Sorry, Del. You're getting held down.
You got a crappy attitude just like the Marthas.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I guess I'd have a crappy attitude if I were a Martha, too.
All right. Up, Fred, we appreciate it. There he is.
Not my name.
The show starts the 29th. Watch it. Watch it, Joel. That's what his message was.
Yeah, that's what he's coming for.
Watch
you,
it, Joel.
Joel's going to have something to say on his show.
And you should watch it if you're trying to get a patio.
Texas Custom Patios, make sure that you can watch it. What is it? It could be your game, your favorite game, streaming a show. You watch something on television. You're listening to your music. Sometimes I'll go out there. I'll watch my tape on my patio. I may just listen to music, hook my phone up to my receiver out there. As part of it, they've got an AV package where you can get your TV, multiple TVs set up. You get the swivel, the swivel mounting where I can swivel it around to look at it from any angle on my patio. I've got the speakers up in the ceiling, so listen to this awesome sound, and I get great sound quality out of my patio. That's what I mean when I tell you it's an outdoor oasis. It's an outdoor living space. It can be an outdoor entertainment space for you. It can be something that you use to do a lot of cooking, your outdoor kitchen. I can just tell you this. The quality of the product is unmatched. Go to the website, TexasCustomPatios.com. Look at the before and afters. TexasCustomPatios.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, time for me to talk about U of H. What? That's right. The game is tonight. Who wants to go? We're going to give away a couple of tickets here for you guys if you want to go to the game tonight. And listen, if you want to go to the game, all you got to do is go to uhcougars.com. It is by far the most affordable, good sporting event that we have because we got a lot of sporting events in this city. It ain't worth the rat's ass. So this one is a conference, a team that's playing in the conference championship, okay? And you can go watch them tonight. They got to beat Memphis, okay? And they've had a rough time with Memphis. This is not, they're not going to walk. This is not an easy game. It's not going to just be a walkover. This is a tough opponent that wants to come in here and ruin U of H's season. Well, guess what? That ain't happening. It's going to be a beautiful night out there. It's affordable. You can bring the kids, you can bring the whole family, you can bring friends. You got a more affordable prices on beer there. It is just a great event. You're looking for a great time tonight. The best place to be in the city of Houston tonight, go to uhcougars.com or call 713-GO-COUGS.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Cobos Q in Edo. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Live at Cobos Q. Charlie's next. He's here. He's getting ready for his show. Hey, y'all, who wants to go? We got two tickets to the Cougs game. Who wants them? Who wants to go? Who's here? Anybody? Anybody want them? Come on. Nobody here is going to go to the game tonight? Or you already got your ticket? They already got their tickets. All right. I got that.
Good save.
Tyler raised his hand. How about Tyler over here trying to climb in on tickets?
No. I'm letting them know. Hey, it's raise your he's hand. Asking you, I got not
you. I got you.
The listeners. I can't go anyway. I'll be in Beaumont.
Oh no, I'm just gonna eat these LZ nachos.
Well, I know you're.
I'll take those tickets.
No, we got.
I'll take these nachos. I'll take those tickets. Give me that hat. Give me this drink.
I already got my free tickets. So done.
So Morgan, who's the bartender here? She made a morgasm.
I know. I saw that. She, yeah.
I didn't. What's in that?
It's got some stuff.
It's a fruity drink. And Lance likes those. He does.
That's a little sweet, but.
Listen, I'm telling you guys.
I like it. It's good.
Great place to come for lunch if you're downtown. Great place to get your drink on after work. Great place to come before and after games. Great place. If you haven't seen it yet, it's really cool. Cobos Q. We appreciate Raul for being here. We appreciate everything he's done for us over the years with the Christmas party and everything else. Raul, that's our guy. That's our guy.
Last three Christmas parties we've had?
That's our guy.
That guy was making
it
happen.
He's mean to me, but you know what? Listen.
I feel like he is.
That's my guy right there, all right? I try to be as nice as possible as I possibly can to him, and yet he's still – He gives me the business. He still gives me the business.
It's funny that Raul comes over. He goes, "What's news of the weird next?" Where John goes, "Do you think it's a good idea? Would you stick that many BBs into your no?
No.
The answer is always a no. I don't think it's a good idea, and I would not do it.
Well, it's. I just think people do this, and I want to know where your perspective
okay,
is.
Okay, that's
on
fine.
It. That's what I'm
all
doing.
Let's see what you got. Today.
Well, first of all, though, since we didn't give them away out here. 713-780-3776. Right now, the third caller is going tonight with two tickets to the Cougs game. 713-780-3776. We can't wait till a certain time. So who's ever listening right now, you can get those tickets. All right. We only got 30 seconds left. So we just want to say, Raul, get on the mic real quick before we go, before Charlie gets here. You get the last 30 seconds here of the show. Hey, thanks for having us out. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Place came out great.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. It's right here at Rusk. It's only a couple of blocks from the ballpark. Don't wait till the ball game to go, but you're close to the Rockets as well, so you can go come over here before that game.
Yes,
come
sir.
After work if you're working downtown. Have lunch here. Okay, you're open, right? Early.
Yes, sir.
How late do you stay open?
So Monday through Thursday, noon to 10.
Sorry, your 30 seconds is up. No, go ahead.
So Monday through Thursday, noon to 10, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Cool. That's it. Hey, big hand for Raul, what he's done out here.
Shout out to the quesadillas coming out, too.
Oh, the quesadillas.
What's up with this?
Thank you. Good night.
What's up with
that? Charlie Polito. Charlie doesn't like to eat, so I'm sure he doesn't want to.
That's not true. Leave some for Charlie.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys being out here.
Thank you.
That's Raul at Cobos Q. Thanks for having us out here. Come on out. The guy's going to be here till 3, but this is a great place to come even after. As he told you, he's open. Get on over here, 2012 Rusk. Had a great time. Charlie Palillo up next. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Been dreaming of the payoff through the struggle.
Bye, bitch.
ESPN. 97.5.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.